This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm, and you need not live nor work nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call on Brandon Legal Group for legal assistance. Again, they are a full service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. They are longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including our third annual major championship coming up on the Copperhead course at Innisbrook on July 12th. Brandon Legal Group is not only playing in my largest event ever in Todd Wright Tour history, but they also are the sponsor of the shirts for this year's major championship. I have played golf with the guys from Brandon Legal Group. I have had lunches with the guys from Brandon Legal Group. I have taken the guys from Brandon Legal Group to lunch at Pin Chasers. We'll talk about them in a moment. And just know when you are in need of legal assistance, you can call them anytime for a free consult. 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group and I have gone to Pin Chasers, and I have since gone to Pin Chasers with friends since Pin Chasers reopened for business just a few weeks ago. I found my experience at Pin Chasers to be very similar to pre-COVID-19 conditions experienced at Pin Chasers on visits 2018, 2019, even early 2020. Staff was terrific. They did do a quick temperature check of myself and my friends as we prepared to bowl. Same quick temperature check that was done of me and all my Todd Wright Tour golfers at the security gate at Walt Disney World, specific to the golf property we played Todd Wright Tour 25 on this past weekend. It was quick. It was convenient. It was no problem at all. We enjoyed bowling at Pin Chasers, just as always. Temporary menus. Our sodas and water were served in disposable cups. I can't say enough about how clean the facility was. I specifically bowled at the facility on West Hillsborough Avenue. There are three Pin Chasers to serve you: 5555 West Hillsborough, 4847 North Armenia, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. Pinchasers.net is the website, and follow Pin Chasers on Facebook. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Great job reopening Pin Chasers, giving us something fun to do to get out of the sun, get out of the rain, get out of the heat, or just get out of the house. Anthony's also quite the philanthropist, always finding different methods to donate to various charities through events or just through you bowling, booking a couple of hours of bowling. I think Father's Day, as I'm recording this, fathers were bowling at least one game for free with a paid game of bowling. Again, pinchasers.net and pinchasers on Facebook. You can email me directly at write.todd@yahoo.com. I'll just make this real quick. I don't want to say it every Toddcast. There are Toddcasts that post via our distributor, joebucksfan.com, a wonderful partner of mine in many ways. And I just see when people post on a message board. I don't see the messages because I don't care. It's just cowardly. You got something to say? Say it to me. Put it in an email where I can write you back. Put your name on it and write me. Now, I'm not assuming that the message boards are destructive, but generally they are, and again, they're cowardly. You got something to say about a Todd Wright Toddcast, or just that the Todd Wright Toddcast exists, grow a pair. Email me at write.todd@yahoo.com. I'll write you back with the same veracity you write me, or the same kindness you write me. I've often said, and the world of podcasts is a wonderful world where we can be bluntly honest and use the type of language that's appropriate for the tone of the conversation, that a significant percentage of men are either douchebags, deadbeats, or dicks. So when someone asks me, well, what are you? I'll be like, oh, I can be a dick, but it's only when someone is a dick to me or someone or something that I care about, and using poker terms, I will see their dick and raise them the bigger dick. Message boards are for those dicks. Email me, write.todd@yahoo.com. Follow me on social media. Many people do. You will see a lot there from Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, including tons of photos from my first ever event outside the Tampa Bay area and at Walt Disney World, the beginning of a new relationship that I have hosting golf tournaments at Walt Disney World. Plenty of photos there on Instagram at ToddWright2020, Twitter at ToddWright2020, or my Facebook page. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I have not done many Toddcasts sort of looking at the environment of a potential return of sports that we missed. I've done two Toddcasts about a sport I don't miss. I mean, here we are. It's Father's Day. It's late June. And I haven't had to deal with a regular season baseball game, and I don't miss it. And the point of the previous Toddcast was the way the owners and players are going, turning a pandemic into a labor issue. Perhaps they will lose more of you who realize you don't miss watching it either, because I haven't missed it for many years now. But let's look at something going ahead here, because I think it's become topical in the last week or so, particularly in a state of Florida that our governor made very clear a while back was open for business to sports. And sports responded. Some are going, some have come and gone, some are coming. Now, this is independent of UFC and boxing. I'm not saying they're not sports, but I think they're unique in the fact that they happen quickly. UFC is not for me. If it's for you, good for you. But even I know UFC fights don't last very long. They often don't last past the first round. They can't last past three rounds. Guys get in the octagon, they do their business, and they get out. It's fast, perhaps also why it is popular with many people. Boxing has tried to make a comeback in recent years. I'm not really on board, but I have seen boxing matches take place. They are taking place indoors. But again, the nature of a boxing match is what? Anywhere from, 8 to 12 3-minute rounds. So let's say it's 12 3-minute rounds. All right, that's 36 minutes of action. And then I guess you have what, 30 seconds between rounds? Maybe it's a minute. Again, I don't know. It's quick. It can be over very quick. And even a long fight doesn't go beyond what, an hour? That two men are in the ring engaging in sport and physical contact with each other. So now let's look at some other sports that have also resumed. And I want you to tell me before I tell you what they have in common. We've already talked about UFC and boxing, so I'm not talking about them. NASCAR has resumed. I know it does nothing for some of you. It doesn't do much for me anymore with the bigger names out of the sport. But NASCAR came back and has been running a ton of races at various tracks throughout the southeast of the United States. And the only thing that has held them back has been the weather. They've also made news by banning the Confederate flag, which is a move they can make instantly not only for the right reasons, but because there are no fans attending races where they have to turn them away with that flag. But NASCAR has been running. Let's go to golf. I've really enjoyed watching the PGA Tour the last two weekends, and prior to that, the match part two with Phil, Tiger, Brady, and Manning. Soccer has returned and will be returning to Disney with an MLS is Back tournament. I only hear that it'll be like a World Cup type event. Okay, that might work. But I know that soccer has been played in other countries also without fans. Horse racing. Whether you like it or not, whether you care or not, the Belmont Stakes was run yesterday. It was not run in its traditional spot as the third jewel of the Triple Crown. And it was not run at its traditional distance of a mile and a half. It was run at a mile and an eighth. And a thoroughbred named, Tis the Law? New York born and bred horse won the race. And may or may not have won the Florida Derby. Don't follow it close enough. But they ran the horse race. And this just in, when you run horse races, there's more than just horses involved. There are human beings involved. And horse racing has been taking place around the country without fans, but with fans betting via off-track betting and other ways to bet on horse racing. And then one of the first things that was available on television was this Korean baseball organization or this Korean baseball league. I only flipped it on for curiosity reasons, maybe the second game for roughly 5 minutes. If I'm not going to watch Major League Baseball, I'm certainly not going to watch Korean baseball. That said, they're playing games. Not in front of fans, but they're playing games. So let me stop there. So what do NASCAR, golf, soccer, horse racing, baseball, all have in common? All five, in some form, have returned since the beginning of the pandemic. What do all five of them have in common? They take place outdoors. Now, perhaps some of you can nitpick on me that there has been a soccer game internationally played under a closed roof. But for the purposes of the big picture here, I will argue that there are five examples of sports that have resumed since the pandemic, and I just gave you all five, and they are played outdoors. Which brings me to the concerns I have for the NHL and the NBA going forward. And as much as I want to see both sports resume, I'm now skeptical. I'm not optimistic. I'm not cautiously optimistic. I'd love to see it, but I think there's a problem there. And I think the problem is that the plans are, whatever these two hub cities are for the NHL, my guess is Vegas and Toronto, that these hockey games are going to be played indoors. Unlike UFC fights and boxing matches, hockey games aren't quick. Hockey games are, roughly 2+ hours long? Indoors. Really no option otherwise. Sorry, that's the PGA Tour in the background that I was watching a little bit earlier. Hang on, I'm going to go mute that. Stand by. Stand by, I can do this.
Thank you, Nick Faldo.
All right. Again, the world of podcast. I would stop and do it all over again, but I've already talked too much. And that just shows you these things are really, really live. So the NHL, I think, has an issue because it's an indoor sporting event. Sure, they've played the Heritage Classic and the Winter Classic outdoors. They're not going to play the entire Stanley Cup playoffs outdoors, especially if they're resuming in the summertime. Which brings me to the NBA. And I'm wondering if, because I do respect Adam Silver as a commissioner. I think he has a lot of forward thinking. And I just wonder if Adam Silver should consider moving the thing outdoors. You know, basketball isn't a game that has to be played indoors. As a matter of fact, most of us play basketball outside, or that's where we played it when we were younger, out on the playground. Now, sure, you can play it inside in a gym. My health club, which has reopened, has a basketball court up on the second floor. We're not allowed to use it right now. But basketball isn't an exclusive indoor sport. So I'm just wondering if anyone at the NBA has thought of maybe playing inside isn't a good idea, but we could take this thing outside and really make it an event that people want to watch because they're curious about it. You can play basketball outdoors. It's been done for many, many, many years. And it might be the right move for the NBA as opposed to restricting themselves to playing indoors where their games also about the same length as NHL games, 2 hours or more, may not be smart for health reasons, at least not based on what we know right now. I would personally love to see LeBron James and the Lakers playing Joel Embiid and the Sixers outdoors. Look, you figure out the surface. You figure out if you're going to play under the sunshine or you're going to play under a very tall roof similar to an open-air amphitheater type setup. But still having that open air might be better than having the indoor setup that they are currently working under the premise of. And I just give you those five other sports as an example that have resumed and are continuing to play. NASCAR, golf, soccer, horse racing, baseball. Just a thought. Don't know if you'd go shirts and skins, but it can be done. And it might be something the NBA wants to consider. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. My thanks also to Pin Chasers. Back and open with all the proper COVID-19 protocols. All three locations are open for business. 5555 West Hillsboro, 4847 North Armenia, and 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. Visit pingchasers.net or follow Ping Chasers on Facebook for more details. Happy Father's Day. I guess the spinoff of the Ralph Kiner for Mother's Day would be, and to all you fathers out there, happy birthday. We'll talk to you soon on the Todd Wright Toddcast.